Bus driver Tracy Skulls reinstated at Go Northwest. Dave Bale, Lancashire Socialist Party bus driver Tracy Skulls has been reinstated at Go Northwest. The campaign won after supporters of Unite member Tracy were out in full force on the 11th of January to demand her reinstatement against the blind intransigence of management. Thousands also signed the petition calling for Tracy's reinstatement, and over 1,000 people wrote to the CEO of parent company Go Ahead. Tracy faced dismissal from her job after the bus company repositioned its wing mirrors, resulting in 5-foot-tall Tracy being physically unable to operate some buses. Following an appeal, Tracy still faced dismissal from her job, unless she accepted losing 5 hours in pay a week. She carried on fighting. Unite pledged to launch an unrelenting campaign to support Tracy in the event that Go Ahead refused to reinstate her. Sharon Graham said, Tracy Skulls was the first woman bus driver at the Manchester depot. Her appointment broke the mold for women in the bus industry. She has given 34 years of unblemished service. Whether the attack on Tracy was a product of arrogant local management or a result of wider and deliberate management provocation, it sits in the context of an ongoing struggle between aggressive and anti-union bus employers and Unite's growing militancy and ability to win disputes in the bus sector, and more generally. This comes at the same depot, where there was 85 days of strike action last year. Sharon Graham's leadership and Unite's newly formed combine in the bus sector open up new and substantial possibilities for winning cases like this, but also for pushing back the major employers in the sector as part of a coordinated national Unite strategy on pay, conditions and jobs. However, not until the re-regulation and nationalization of the bus sector is achieved, will there be a service with a real guarantee to protect workers' rights and serve a community.